The rattle of metal on metal disturbed the quiet of the practice yard. Two squires of the Mickleen order trudged into the muddy yard. They shivered a little in the cold air, clouds of vapor forming just in front of their mouths. They wore chainmail shirts over light leather jerkins. Leather leggings and boots covered their lower half. In their hands, each carried a dull sword and a poorly made metal shield. The first lad was young Ambrose, squire to Sir Gawain, one of the most respected knights in the Order of St. Michael. Ambrose was lean and wiry, and still growing at the tender age of 16. His clear blue eyes sparkled, and he was beginning to acquire the straight nose and chiseled strong chin of his father. Just behind him came Shard, the half-orc. Although he looked mostly human, except for some much-needed dental work and a low brow that made him appear more animalistic than the average man, he was not fully human, a fact few forgot. Worse still, he was a bastard, a product of a crude rape. Only the fact that Shard's mother had been a nun of the order gave the child a chance at a decent life. Few knew the exact details of how Shard had entered the service of St. Michael, but everyone knew who Shard was, the music-playing orc with an indifferent mentor. Behind the squires came two older men, Sir Gawain, Ambrose's master and mentor, and General Kirkland, the knight responsible for training all squires in the order. The two squires walked into the middle of the yard and faced each other. They paused, waiting for word to begin. General Kirkland stood off to the side next to Sir Gawain and addressed the squires.